Paris spent billions to clean the River Seine. Still, the Olympic triathlon was delayed because of high bacteria levels, and at least one athlete got sick. Water pollution isn't unique to Paris, though, as NPR's Adam Biren learned in Baltimore.
They might not have been sporting sleek Olympic swimsuits, but for Baltimore residents, a swim in the city's harbour back in June was years in the making. Adam Lindquist is with the Waterfront Partnership. It promotes business and tourism here.
It was such an amazing day. There were hundreds of people lining these piers. Some were there for the spectacle because there was a lot of skepticism that we would be able to jump into the Baltimore Harbor.
It's been more than 20 years since Baltimore entered into a federal consent decree that ordered the city to reduce overflows from the sewer system. The Waterfront Partnership tests the harbour water here every weekday from Memorial Day to Labour Day. As a diver works nearby, staff scientist Alison Blood pulls on some protective gloves before dropping a tool called a beta bottle into the water.
Which is just a sampling tool that lets us collect a water sample below the surface.
About 24 hours later, it's good news from the lab. The levels of bacteria from sewage or animal waste are within Maryland's safety limits for recreation. The Waterfront Partnership says that's the case about 80% of the time. Blood also dunks a black and white disc to measure water clarity.
Pretty average, maybe a little less than average. And we've had lots of storms over the weekend, so looks as expected.
And that's the biggest obstacle to safe swimming here, rain. Even though Baltimore, like Paris, has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade the sewers. About 2 miles upstream, I catch up with Alice Volpitta, the Baltimore Harbor waterkeeper.
Right now, we're at the lowest point in the Jones Falls before the stream is channeled underground.
She's with the advocacy group Blue Water Baltimore.
And eventually it will come out on the other side, right at the Baltimore Inner Harbor.
In contrast to the beauty of the harbour, we're standing next to road and railway bridges covered in graffiti, surrounded by trash.
And every once in a while, you can smell this sewage smell in the air.
Volpitta and her colleague Sarah Holter test the water here with what looks like a chunky wand.
Temperature is 26.6 degrees Celsius.
One reading in particular tells them a lot.
Conductivity, 454.6.
That level is a signature of storm water runoff. And as Volpitta and I talk, a murky plume suddenly appears in the water.
Nothing has really changed in terms of rainfall or anything like that. So we can be very sure that what we're seeing is some type of illicit discharge flowing into our stream.
Dark brown liquid is pouring down a concrete bank less than 100 feet away. Samples taken before and after both show bacteria levels over 3 times the recommended limit. Volpitta says that's a big challenge for recreation.
We can make really good common sense policy around not coming into contact with waterways in an urban ecosystem after a certain amount of rain. But how is anybody ever supposed to know when something like that is about to happen? They can't.
The Baltimore mayor's office told NPR in a statement that progress has been made on cleanup, adding that their work is not done. Advocates and officials working together then to give residents more chances to dive in and channel their inner Michael Phelps or Katie Ledecky. Adam Biren, NPR News, Baltimore.